Online Podcast 251. Hello, ladies and gentle whores. Welcome back to Online Podcast. Don't worry. If you're tuning back, or not tuning. If you're Oh my gosh, what am I talking about? If you're downloading this show, hoping to hear Nick Thomas. I'm going to talk about Nick Thomas anyway. Nicholas D. From queercast.net. The Singaporean podcaster. Don't worry about that. There will be a second A and a second B. The second part of the conversation will be coming up next after my short taking care of business sort of chores that I have to do over here, keeping you up to date. I hope all of you who celebrated Thanksgiving had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I certainly had a wonderful one. It was rather calm and we didn't do too much. Had a wonderful meal. I get the honor of carving the turkey this year at my in-laws. And it was lovely. It was it's very relaxing. We're watching TV most of the day. Did not watch the sports. I know that's supposed to be some big games or something or other last week with the KU and MU and MU won. I was telling everybody that I didn't have any a preference to which group won, but I think I sort of kind of glad that MU won. because KU sometimes can be a snob. No, I'm kidding. I'm just saying that it's, you know, because I don't really care. And if you're not a college football fan, you would have no idea what I'm talking about. And the reason why I'm telling you that is because everybody, the whole world, pretty much around me, was talking about it. So everyone's talking about it, so I just kind of relayed the message over. Anyway, I just want to take care of a few business here. I want to say thank you to Nancy and Michael, who sent in a couple of pictures. Each of them sent a picture of themselves together in Singapore. Japan at the Foreign Correspondents Club of Japan. And I'm just looking at the coasters. And they met, and then I think thinking about meeting again maybe before Michael comes back to Japan. Ugh. Before Michael comes back to the US. I cannot speak. But anyway, I want to say welcome to the new listeners from Nick's podcast over in Singapore, and for checking out the show. And I want to say hi to one of my listeners in Australia, who is actually originally from Indonesia, from Medan. And I want to say hi to you because he listens to both my podcasts. I don't know how many listeners from Penang Hawk can actually come over and check out Penang Hawk, online podcast. Oh my gosh, I cannot speak. I also want to say, give a warm welcome to people checking out this show through Zune. Apparently, Zune now, I don't use Windows, so I have no idea, but somebody told me, there's a little birdie, told me that they submitted my podcasts for in the Zune directory. I'm not sure. Now, if you happen to have found my podcast through Zune's player. I don't know whether you do it directly on your Zune or you do it on a player like iTunes. I'm not sure. But if you happen to discover this, or if you are a PC user and if you are able to find online podcasts on Zune, please let me know. And I would also like to, if you can do that, also just check out to see if I'm also on, Penang Hokkien is also on there. If you can let me know, I'll be greatly appreciated. I'll appreciate that immensely. How about that? And so if you are listening to this a first-time listener, because you discovered this on Zune, if I'm actually on the list, somebody just told me that they put my show on the list to be considered to be put into their podcast, into their podcast directory. And what else is new? Nothing much. Feeling a lot more like Christmas, I have to say. I was looking at the video that I did, maybe not last year, the year before, that Bruce and I went and got a tree and all that. In fact, today, Monday, in the evening of today, which is tonight, if you're listening to this on Monday, but on Monday morning of this week, we will be going to get our tree. So hopefully I'll be able to put together some nice videos again this year to share with all of you. And I was also checking out all the Christmas, Pot Save Christmas songs over on the Pot Music. What is it? Pot Save Music Network or something like that. Music.potshow.com and check all the music that I can use this year. Maybe I should stop for a while because I'm afraid that my computer might crash because I'm recording this directly into my new computer GarageBand, but it's actually doing pretty stable. Touch wood. I'm going to stop for a while and then, well, should I talk about that? I don't know. I don't want to get too, I always talk about technical stuff when I'm doing the show, and which you, I am sure you do not care. But I do have one thing that I want to address. On Nick Thomas's podcast, he talked about wanting to see me shirtless. Nick Thomas, I don't care how much you pay me. At this point, it is not presentable. When it is presentable, I will present it to the whole wide world. Trust me, I am a whore. No. Please, do not, you will die of disgust. Let's just put it that way. No, I would not be doing that, and I would not be showing any shirtless picture of myself. In fact, I'm very self-conscious, even when I am just, you know, shirtless at the gym. The gym I sort of got used to, though, because people simply don't care, and I usually go in the very, well, that's not the whole reason why I go late. I go late because I work late. But I don't like, you know, showing off my body because if it doesn't pass me, it doesn't go anywhere. Let's just put it that way. You know, I'm not showing it if I myself feel uncomfortable showing it, so I won't do that. So Nick Thomas, the answer is no. Maybe how about if I continue going to the gym and I'll be very fit by 2009, maybe around the summertime of 2009, I may expose my chest. you know, I have a feeling that I will never get there. You know, the thing is, when I was 20 pounds heavier, I thought that I would be happy when I get down to, you know, 180, 170 something, but nah, unfortunately not. I'm still not happy with it yet, but so I won't be showing it for sure. I know you said that it took you a while, Nick Thomas, to post that video, a picture of you in the backyard working out. You will never see one of those from me, at least not for now. Anyway, right now, let's get back to the other Nick. Okay, Nick also was a bit jealous about people talking about that Nick D being hot, right? Oh, well, you know, some hotness is all relative. So, who cares? I never get, you know, well, rarely do I get compliments from people that I'm hot. You know, only a few people, and so you know who you are, and yeah. So right now we will be getting into the conversation that we have recorded with Nick D a couple of weeks ago, and you'll be continuing to check out the conversation. It will be the first part of the two-part second part, if you know what I'm talking about. That's a 2A and a 2B. I just want to break that down to a length that everybody will be comfortable listening to, so... In fact, it is coming up right now. I have it queued at about 10 seconds. So right now, take a listen to that. And at the end of the podcast, I will come back and regroup. And then we will probably continue listening to the second part of the second part to be next week. Right now, this is Nick D. You will hear my introduction and then get into Nick D's conversation. Go to Queercast.net and check out their podcast over there. Right now, take a listen to this in the meanwhile. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Online Podcast. I don't know when the show will be posted, but it's on now as you are listening to it. But anyway, I hope you enjoy checking out the show over at in the Singaporean gay podcast over at queercast.net, and you get to check out the Emmerich or SM, aka Blachan, and also Ian as well as our beloved Nick D. Hello, Nick D. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, ladies, gentlemen, and those who have not made up their minds.
Right. We are all inclusive.
Yes, of
Okay,
course.
so let's I'm gonna jump right in because I know the time with you is so precious. It's so hard to find you
Oh,
to be
honey,
on the
oh, trust.
show.
No, honey, I have like plenty of time here. Like I tell you, I live in the insignificant suburbs where everything is insignificant, including these people's lives.
So
So
bitchy.
really, that I have like so much time over here.
Well,
I think
right.
the most interesting thing that I've heard is going to Pittsburgh next week.
To do
So
what?
yeah, I'm gonna go there to visit a friend. So I've got a friend
With
who I met in
benefits?
Singapore, an American who I met in Singapore when we were
Oh.
doing some voluntary work. So I'm gonna go to
Oh,
visit
is it
him.
the guy that you had interviewed on the show? Oh,
Yes,
I
Ben
remember him.
Stobiak.
And he's very cute too, isn't he?
Oh, he is.
Did you guys hook up when he was in Singapore?
Oh, honey, me and Ian were playing rock, scissors, paper for it.
Why don't you just do it together? I mean, not together, like, separately, but.
No, but we always want to be the first one.
Oh, so bitchy.
Kiasu,
Okay, let's explain the connection between you and Ian.
kiasu. Oh, honey, the only connection between me and Ian is sisterly. Oh my God, I have so good to emphasize this because people usually think it's some sort of physical one. It's a connection. Which is so gross. I love
I
you, Ian,
know.
but we both agree if
I know
we ever convince.
we all have our sisters, the sisters in
Yeah, of
crime. And
course. So,
yeah, I totally understand what you're saying, but how did you meet him in school?
we met when we were in the same underground
Oh,
support
AJ.
group. Yes, TPAJ. So we got to know each other through there, and we decided to start up a podcast over one drunken session. It's
Oh,
just like.
okay, yes, yeah, go into the detail. I want to find out how and why did you start a podcast?
Well, okay, we decided over, I remember it was vodka on the rocks that we have such loud voices and we wanted to do something for the community, and the only good thing that we ever do is with our mouths. So
Right?
we don't have very much talent in other areas.
We are very
So
good orally.
so we decided to hey, why don't we do a podcast? I mean, like nobody else is doing
But
podcasts.
how do you
So
know
why don't
about podcasts? How did you
Oh,
find
how
out
did we
about
know
podcasts?
about? Okay, we knew about podcasts when I was listening to an American podcast, gay podcast called The Feast of Fools.
Oh, the blue boy, the blue hair.
I thought they're like really famous over there. I mean,
It,
over
they
here, sorry.
are, they are. And I know them because that we started the podcast about the same time. I was
Oh,
the one
really?
of the first. Well, I was one of the first gay pod, probably the first. But anyway, it doesn't
Shit! Oh
matter.
my God, you're literally
I
history.
am history.
No
I'm
wonder
the.
you're so fossilized.
What? I'm fossilized. I am the oldest unpopular show. Because I have a very small, but strong, but small, listenership, because the topic that we talk about is very different. It's very uniquely podcast. It's
Yeah,
not an entertainment
I
show.
totally agree with you.
Yeah.
I mean, from our side, in Singapore as well, we've got a very small listener, but it's a sort of like very small but very solid listenership.
Yeah,
It's very
exactly.
very loyal and stable. I love my listeners. I love my listeners. They're so nice to me.
So,
Yeah.
and you heard about Feast of Fools, and
I
because
heard about Feast
they
of the
are very
Fools.
popular, and I have to say they do have a great show.
They do. They do.
And so it's just the not the kind of show that I would personally want to do or enjoy listening so much because I enjoy more of the personal journal type show, and it's just personal. You don't have to make everybody happy. So Feast of Fools, I know them. I know what's his face, the both of them. Fausto.
The blue one. The blue one and
Fausto
red one.
And Mark. Fausto and Mark. I know both of them, and we still are in touch every once in a while.
Oh my god. I was telling Ian, who do we have to sleep to get on their show? Seriously.
Oh, you can just
don't answer that. Don't answer that, dear. Don't answer that.
Okay, anyway, well, they are so popular, though. I don't know, whatever. So the next thing is, you heard about them. Now, what other podcasts do you listen to besides theirs?
Well, I listen to, you know, a number of podcasts. I listen to, what the hell is that porn podcast?
The Gay Sexcapades?
I forgot. You know the one, the very famous drag queen and...
Wanda Wisdom? Wanda Wisdom? Is it Wanda? Lucky Bitch Radio.
Sorry?
Lucky Bitch Radio?
No. Who's the president of NakedSword.com?
Of what.com?
Naked Sword.
No, what is that? A porn site?
Yeah, it's a porn site. And they have a podcast where they interview porn stars. Because I was so curious. I have never heard of such a thing before where they interview, you know, porn stars. And,
right. Oh,
you know,
is it
such a great insight into the porn world?
Is it American or is it Singaporean?
Oh, please. Singapore pornography is illegal.
Well, I don't know.
along with chewing gum, although it doesn't stop people from posting stuff on XTube. Oh my god, I'm telling you, I have like seen so much Singaporean porn on XTube. It's
amazing. Are they good?
And I don't know, I was like, the places in which these people do it, I was like, oh my god, it's so freaking dangerous.
Like public places, you mean?
City Hall.
What is... Oh my god, really?
Yeah, City Hall. I mean, right smack in the center of City Hall toilets. And it was like, oh my freaking god. I mean, like, you know, I don't mind if you have a little sucky-sucky, you know, once in a while. But I mean, to have, like, full-on sex.
Oh my god, really? I've got to go check out. Do I search, what, Singapore?
No, you search, like, hotspot. They call it hotspot.
Oh, hotspot, like, not like the T-Mobile hotspot where you get the internet.
Yeah, yeah, it's called hotspot. Like, oh my freaking god. I was like...
Okay, so, go back to the podcast, the porn podcast.
I'm trying to pull it out from my iTunes right now.
Do you still listen to it? Is it still active?
Yeah, of course. I mean, hello, porn is, like, never ending. I mean, there's so much porn out there.
It's not Pink Mafia Radio, it's not that.
No, it's not Pink Mafia. So I listened to that. I listened to a couple other podcasts as well.
Non-gay? But do you listen to the Lucky Bitch Radio? Are you aware of that?
I'm not aware of that. What's that one about?
That is our beloved Wanda Wisdom. She is one of the first few. We call it, you know, the old people, the fossil of the podcasting world, are called the pioneer podcasters.
The pioneers. I think pioneer sounds nice.
Right, rather than fossil. Anyway, the pioneers are Wanda Wisdom, Madge Weinstein. I don't know if you heard of that. Madge Weinstein, the Yeast Radio. Uh-huh. It's the classic gay podcast because, you know, she was the first popular gay podcaster, and also Wanda Wisdom. And actually, I did Wanda Wisdom's theme song. That's who, you know, if you listen to Lucky Bitch Radio, it is me singing, and I actually composed that song for her. And I'm selling my ass. But
and you're telling people you're good with a microphone too.
I am very good with the microphone. I like to hold it and put it in my mouth.
All sorts of things.
Exactly.
Okay.
So,
but you know what I really want to see? I want to see more Asian podcasts out there.
That,
you know,
is the precisely what I'm doing this right now, Nick, because I don't think there is enough representation out there. And I'm trying my ass off, not just gay podcasters, just Asian podcasts. I cannot find Asian podcasts out there. That's why I subscribe to almost every single one. Well, not really. I subscribe to many of them. I subscribe to those from Taiwan. I subscribe to those from... Well, not really specifically from Taiwan. She's from Taiwan, but she is now in... oh my gosh, she's in Belgium? No, she's in Germany. And then I also listen to podcasts from Hong Kong. Do you understand Cantonese, Nick?
No, Tiabo,
you got Hokkien now, Hokkien. That's it. I have a Hokkien podcast, the only Hokkien podcast out there, PenangHokkien.com, and it's been going on for almost 2 years. Well, more than 2 years now. So what other podcasts do you listen? You know, you should check out the PenangHokkien.com podcast. You know, we talk about shit.
I will, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, Tim and Roma show. There we
Oh
go.
my gosh, I
Oh,
have no
Sister
idea.
Roma.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that
Okay,
show.
the Tim and Roma show, Sister Roma, is sort of like this very famous drag queen. And she's the one that was in the Folsom Fair poster.
Okay, you know why I don't know? Because I bet you those are the podcasts that come much later. The ones that I'm still sort of more in touch with are the podcasts that actually came before it was popular. When I started my
Oh.
podcast, there were only 300 podcasts in the whole world at that time.
Wow.
And
Okay.
so it, and then I sort of, and like I said, my personal favorite is the personal journal type. So when it's actually a produced show, I tend to not listen to it. I'm not criticizing, I'm just saying. So you listen to several podcasts. Do you listen to any other non-gay podcasts?
Non-gay. Oh yeah, I do. I'm trying to learn Japanese, so I listen to the Japanese Pod 101. And then
So
I'm trying to listen to that. I'm gonna take French once I start college, so I'm gonna hit start in that as well. Other than that, Comedy Central, you know. Oh, my favorite exercise podcast would be Podrunner. It is so great. Oh my God,
Are
I
you a
love
runner?
Podrunner. I was a runner, yes. You know, I
Okay.
was many things, you know, back then. Back
I'm
then's
a
a
couch
keyword.
potato.
Don't
I'm just fat. Shut up. Well, I'm not fat
worry, honey.
anymore. I'm not fat anymore.
I can already envision myself, you know, slowly progressing to where you are at this point in
Oh,
time.
honey, it's gonna take you five. Oh, no, it's probably gonna take you 10 years to get to where I am.
Ten.
I'm not even fat now. I've already lost the weight, but I don't want to talk about that. Let's skip over the fat talk. Okay, anyway,
Okay.
it's a sensitive and touchy issue
So
for me.
Podrunner is a really good podcast. I really recommend it for all those people who love this, like some exercise music to run to and stuff like that.
Oh, I
You
should
know,
listen to
so
that. What is it called? Pod Runner?
exact podrunner.com, you know, it's free.
I
It's
probably like
exercise
it
music for runners.
for
So
the gym.
it's for the gym, yeah, it's for the gym. It's great. I mean, like I always listen to it, you know, when I run and stuff like that, you know, because it's so boring. I tell you, I really, really don't like gymming, you know, even though I go to the gym, but I feel it's a necessary evil. So this sort of like gives me sort of like a distraction for me because
Is there
right now,
talk or is it just music?
no, it's music.
Oh,
It's
good.
music.
I will subscribe
Yeah.
it right now. Okay. Pod
Yeah, so it's
Runner.
Podrunner.
I will do that and then for later on because I'm going to the gym later. Oh, Christ. And I hate
Me
that.
too, me too, me
You know
too.
what?
See, I told you that.
When I'm there, I'm fine. It's getting your ass out of the house to go to the gym is the toughest for me. Oh my
I
gosh.
know. You know, sometimes I sit in front of the computer and my ass starts growing roots, and you know, it just hooks on to the couch and just doesn't want to move.
I know. I have the
Yeah.
same thing. Well, I don't have to grow roots. My ass is heavy enough to just anchor me down.
And you know what's the worst thing right now? You know, there are no cute guys in my gym. There are no cute guys in my
Oh,
gym.
you know
It's
what?
so
There's a porn
sad.
star in my gym.
What?
I don't know
You
his
like
name though, because I'm not very good
his
at keeping names. I usually
name? No,
just
I
like.
know. You remember his dick more than you remember his face, probably.
Exactly.
Yes. You ask you why didn't you ask him to bend over and look towards you and says, "Oh, now I recognize you."
Well, this is how tuned out I am when I'm at the gym. I'm very focused when I'm at the gym. I have actually not even seen him. But he's been apparently been there a while because my partner who goes to the gym with me would say that he was there last night. I pointed out to you. I was like, oh yeah, I wasn't quite paying attention because I was like, trying to catch my breath. And so, yeah, he's there and he's actually a personal trainer at the gym. So,
No! Oh my God, I'd like to get some personal training from him.
And I heard he's got really, really nice ass. But
Oh, yeah.
I don't know his porn name and I forgot his real name. But anyway, anyway, but
Once again, the
I
Giga
know, and I'm also ADD. You sound like an ADD person too.
No, I'm not. How dare you?
You sound like because you're all over the place. You're like, but I'm talking about this, and then I'm jumping over and talking about that. I'm so ADD.
No, I'm just a great multitasker.
Yeah, same thing as ADD.
Yeah, but that's just a nicer word for it, you know. We're gonna start thinking of nicer phrases. We shouldn't be so harsh on ourselves.
Well,
We have a better
it's
self-esteem.
we'll embrace it. We'll embrace it. We'll call it like
Yeah.
I call it I'm self-diagnosed ADD.
Self-diagnosed ADD. You know, I was just gonna tell. I was just gonna comment about, you know, the whole, like, when gay guys go to the gym, you know, they always say that, oh, you know, I don't notice guys in the gym. I'm so focused. You know, I concentrate on my workout.
Yes.
I think it's bullshit.
No, it's not. Well, tell me, and I'll defend myself.
Big load of bullshit.
Tell me, and I'll defend myself. Go. Why do you think?
I think that, you know, gay guys, you know, go to the gym, you know, of course to work out, but I think like 90% of the time also they're cruising as well. Especially if you go to like one of those like, you know, gay gyms.
If you go to the gay gym, yes, probably not.
You know, like California Fitness in Singapore. Oh my God, California Fitness.
Hey, that's the same. That's the same as the, it's the same branch as the 24-hour fitness where I go.
You're serious?
Yes, I go to 24-hour fitness, which is the same branch in Asia. It's called California Fitness, I think.
California Fitness, it is the gayest gym in Singapore. It is so gay. If you took a rock and you threw it in there, you would hit a gay, you then bounce off a pondan and a faggot, and then hit a dyke.
Well, I have to say, well, I don't even know who's gay and who's not, too, when I'm at the gym. But I have a weird sense of awareness when it comes to those kind of things, because I'm very self-conscious about my personal, like, body image. I have that self-body image issues, the whole warped issue. And so I, you know, as long as you don't look at me, I'm fine. Like, you know, I cannot see, like, look at other people looking at me and I'll feel all weird. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're looking at my fat. So I have
checking you out. Oh, you never know. Hello, there are chub chasers out there, you know.
Oh, shut up. I'm not a chub anymore. I know they are, but
you're putting the chub chasers down, you know. Big is beautiful.
Whatever. Not when it's yourself.
Horrible.
I like my men with a little bit of heft too, but I cannot stand it on myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not really a chub chaser. I don't have a specific type, but I don't really mind men with a little bit of meat or even fat. But I just cannot stand it on myself. I have a very warped personal body image. I look at myself and I look a lot. I'm not
really?
To the point. I'm not to the point that I'm like anorexic or anything, because I love my food. And I don't purge. I only binge and I don't purge. That's the problem.
Right. Okay. Never mind. Send me a picture. I'll be the judge of that.
Good God. I will. Anyway, so let's get back. Now, the reason why I want to bring you back for a second show is because you are such a personality, both on the internet as well as a person. I want to talk to you about the whole, I blogged something on my website. Yeah, I wrote a blog entry that caused somewhat of a stir. Not too badly, but it's just somewhat of a like a heated conversation. Okay. I was checking out, and regardless of the issue, I'm going to tell you and I'm going to lay that out and then I'll have you comment. You know, the Dr. Shake, the astronaut from Malaysia, the first astronaut,
yeah.
He is hot. I think he's cute. And when I first saw his pictures, you know, it was like, oh my gosh, this guy's hot. And so I never really looked into it. And then I started to look into it a couple of weeks later. And then I saw him in a couple of videos. And I thought, oh my gosh, my gaydar just went off. I thought, oh my gosh, he might be gay. And then when I contemplated on writing on that, because I don't know how people are going to take it, because it sounds like I'm accusing him of being gay, which is, what's so big deal about that? Of course, you know, right, to some people. But I know that you're in Asia, you're in Malaysia, and so that you're in a conservative country, and he's a Muslim, and he is so hot and cute, and he's popular, and he's supposed to be a role model. Some people, some of my listeners said that, or readers. And I just merely stated the fact that I felt like he might be gay. But my point is, I look at him and I thought, if I were in his shoes, it would be such a torment, because do you want to be out and be true to yourself, or do you want to be remaining in your closet and be popular and famous and good looking without, you know, having that little part of, you know, you're being gay, being out and in the public? Because being out myself, I know how liberating it is, and I'm sure you can attest to that too, how liberating it is and how much it makes you feel complete as a person, because you don't self-hate anymore. And when somebody brought up the fact that, why do we have to point out that he's being gay? There's nothing to do with it. If he's a well-achieved person, then he's just a person. We don't have to bring out the fact that he's gay. But what is it so bad to assume that somebody is gay when you can just have all the rights to assume that somebody's straight? I want to hear what your comment about that is, the whole situation.
Okay. Okay, anyways, the whole point about, you suspecting the astronaut is
Gay.
gay.
Yes.
I've got like two words, like,
Right.
so what?
Yeah.
So
Okay,
freaking
yeah.
what?
We I'm going to even move on that part. I just want you to voice your opinion about
Yeah.
how is it like being a famous, good-looking, supposed to be a role model.
I blush already. Anyway, so
But you're
modest.
different, you're already out.
Yeah, I am out. Okay, you are right. The whole point of, actually, a friend of mine who was in New York, and I went to visit him. He says, like, Nicholas, aren't you afraid that, your life is so public, and it's all over your blog, and you stuff like that? And yeah, I agree with you. That there are no sort of like you will you how do I say you will be exposed to a certain level of vulnerability in the public's eye if you choose to come out as a gay person, and it is something that's very public. It is something that, when in considering whether I should post this or whether I should do this or not, it is something that I have already accepted. I've already accepted that, my life is going to be one that is public, is one that is going to come under scrutiny. And it is one that's going to come under, criticism. The difference is that I'm really honest about my sexuality from the very beginning.
Right. You got Skyped out there for a while, but I think we understand your point. But here's the thing. I have to say, I do respect that if somebody chooses to remain in the closet for whatever reason, they have all the rights to do that. But I also think that if I have to censor myself from saying that, just express my viewpoint, I think that's a bit wrong, though, don't you think?
No, I think that in the terms of how do I say sexuality, especially when it comes to people who are celebrities, it sort of lies, whereby you can remain ambiguous about it. But what I don't support is that if you so totally know that people so totally suspect that they all know that you are gay, you don't go, do the whole Clay Aiken thing, the whole, Mr.
Well,
Quarter Turns.
right. Yeah, quarter turns.
You don't do the whole, hypocritical thing,
Right,
by saying
right.
that, oh no, I'm like so not gay, I just like blowjobs and men, that's all.
Here's the thing, though. That's why I'm kind of torn in the. I don't know. I don't think that. I think I have all. Well, I don't know. I feel bad at some point to say that I think that it might be going too far when even toying with the idea of is to say that he might be gay is a bad thing, as if being gay is a bad thing. And don't you just, continuously going on in that cycle about, oh my gosh, it's a taboo, it's a bad thing, you cannot
No,
be
no.
gay.
But the strangest thing is, right, is that I un actually understand as to where these people are coming from. I mean, to say that, but because, of course, Mr. Sheikh, I can't even pronounce the last of his name, is sort of now a great
Muzaffar Shukur.
a Sukor.
Yeah.
Is a He is cute, by the way.
I know! Come on! He's like, where the. No, I have to say, though, very, very sad thing happened. His brother died. Did you know that?
Oh,
His
really?
brother
Okay, we
died
digress. We
as. I
digress.
know, I tell you, I'm ADD. His brother, as he was coming back the day. The same within the next few days that he's supposed to come, have a big celebration of homecoming. His brother slipped and fell and knocked on his head and got into a coma and died. His brother's, I think his younger brother, he's also very good looking. The whole family is good looking. And so it was so sad. But at the same time, I just want to bring that out because I read the news. So his brother died. But that doesn't deter the fact, though, that he's
Yeah,
cute,
yeah.
isn't he? But all his brothers, oh my gosh, so good looking.
Yeah, okay. So back to the point about, you know, the whole gay celebrity, I mean the whole celebrity thing, because people have this sort of this very squeaky clean image of their celebrities whereby they cannot be tainted, so to speak. So being gay in that sense, especially in Malaysia, would be seen as a stain on their otherwise, you know, perfectly virgin white image. I don't think he's a virgin. Look at that freaking cheeky smile of his. I don't think he's a
He's
virgin.
so cute, isn't he? He is so charming. He is so charming. I have other rumors that I heard from the gay community that I'm not going to continue spreading because they're merely rumors. I'm gonna say that I've heard of those, but that is not my point. I think I do not promote I do not promote rumor spreading, which means like, oh, you know, he's this and that. But I'm merely stating the fact that I feel like he might be gay, and my point is, being a Malaysian and being that popular, it might be difficult. That's the whole blog entry. And then I stirred a whole lot of conversation going on from
Yeah,
there.
like I said, people can't accept that, you know, that, you know, their celebrities might be less than squeaky clean in Asia. You know, I think the problem is that because we don't have gay role models to look up to in Asia.
Exactly. But isn't it wonderful if you have a wonderful, powerful, strong, smart guy and openly and you know, gay and all that, which is, I know it's kind of like a funny thing and also a bit of a egotistical thing. Podcasting, I think, would probably eventually open the door to real human beings and real homosexuals. You know, we don't have to have that worry about, you know, there's ratings and all that. And you know, I don't do this professionally. I have my own job and I'm out
You
everywhere.
do? Really? You could have fooled me.
And
You got paid it so often, I thought it was your full-time job.
like podcasting, yeah, I'll be eating shit. And so so anyway, I just think that podcasting would probably hopefully becoming another point where people can connect to and actually see real homosexuals. There are homosexuals, you know, every single, like Nick and I, though many points are similar, there are many things that we're different because we're separate human beings. Yeah, we're different, two different human beings, but we are homosexuals and proud of that. And you should just, you know, see us as an. Now, I don't always talk about gay issue. Obviously, being gay is a big issue of me because I'm gay, but I don't always talk about gay issue. And I'm merely just living my life. A lot of my podcasts are just me sometimes sitting down and peeling a pomegranate, sometimes as mundane as that. And so, I just want to see more of that. That's why I'm encouraging more podcasts in Asia. Why do you think it's not so popular? Podcasting in Asia is not very popular.
Okay, first of all, yeah, I just want to say like a last point
Yeah, go
about
ahead.
the whole gay role model thing. Yeah, I totally agree with you that, you know, in Asia we should have more gay role models. And you know, if this astronaut would come as gay, I would so totally support
I
slash
am
sleep with.
so good. Well, even if he's not gay, I'm supporting him because he's, well, not because he's cute, but you know, I think it's a, well, some people are complaining that, you know, they're wasting the people's money, which I can understand. But I don't want to go into the whole political side because I'm not in the country. I don't know what the political issues are in Malaysia. But
Okay.
so
Yeah,
would you,
anyways.
what about that Ouyang guy? Isn't he like the Ouyang dude? Isn't he a Singaporean? No, he's a Malaysian. I don't know. You know that Ouyang guy?
Ocean,
What's his
欧德
name?
阳，对吗？
Oh, De Yang, yes. What's his Chinese
Yeah.
English name? Something Oh Yang, something rather.
I have no
Oh
idea,
Yang,
but
what? De Feng, what?
so, but I know this thing about, and he's not gay.
What do you mean he's not gay?
Well, he was he, the whole scandal behind him was because he was ugly, right? And he was hiding behind a cartoon character.
No, it's not him. Are you talking about the same guy? Hello? He's the guy. He has a partner in New York or something.
It's the one that was singing behind a cartoon character.
No, not him. Not him.
Oh, right.
This is the Ouyang guy who is, I believe, a Malaysian, and he wrote a book about his coming out. And because he's in Malaysia, he
Oh,
can't do the book
right.
tour. He did that in Singapore. Do you
Oh,
kind of
yes.
have a rough idea of who I'm talking about?
Now I remember. But I forgot the title of the book.
Yeah, me too. I should have him on the show. I don't. I'll have to, you know, do a bit of digging and see if I can find his contact and actually talk to him on the show because he would
Okay.
be a very good. And he's a religious person too. He was married and divorced now, obviously, and then actually have a stable partner in, I believe, in New York or something. So we don't you think we need more gay positive gay role, well, not just positive, just gay mod, gay, I don't know what, celebrity or somebody
No,
who's
no.
like.
Gay role models. Gay role models. Positive gay role models. I believe that Asia needs, positive gay role
It's
models
even
because I
hard
believe
to
that.
see any gay character on TV or in the media, let
Well,
alone a
they
role
are
model.
displayed in the media, but usually as stereotypes, and they're not real, so to
Right,
speak.
exactly. I'm talking about like actors, you know. You know what? What's sad is all the gay celebrities that I know from Hong Kong all committed suicide. Leslie
Oh my
Cheung,
God.
you know, Leslie Cheung committed suicide, right? What is Chan Bak-kyung? You know, Chan Bai-kyung is what's his? I forgot his. He committed suicide a long time ago. There's a few gay celebrities who just committed suicide. That's so sad. We don't
And
need that.
the thing is, right, is that we have gay, sort of like gay actors and actresses in Singapore, but because of their media contract, they're not allowed to disclose or, sort of support their sexuality.
Exactly. Which
Yeah,
is
once again.
why podcasting would change the world, because we are
Yeah.
not, there's no rules for us.
So the re I mean, on to the point whereby, why podcasting has not caught on in Asia yet,
Yes.
what I believe is that because, that not many people are aware of podcasting, that's the first one. And two, because podcasting requires a higher level of commitment because it's audio rather than visual, Asians in general want instant gratification,
So true. So my assumption is not wrong. I have the same assumption in my head too. So continue, elaborate. I want to hear your point.
So they want instant gratification. So as compared to visual mediums and audio mediums, they will pick visual because it's a lot, easier. You can just scan through. You don't really have to read everything or like pay
Right.
attention to every point. No
Right.
wonder their views are so skewed because they don't even bother with the details, and they believe everything they read. So I think that's because, podcasting, because it's an audio medium, requires a higher level of commitment,
That's true. I
when it
believe
comes to
I
audio
agree
improvement.
with that too.
Yeah. And it's also boils down, on how tech savvy people are. Sort of it's probably more popular in the younger generation rather than the older generation because you gotta download it and you put it in your player or play it
That's
on your
true.
computer and not everybody's got iTunes, although Apple likes to believe that.
Well, you
But
don't have
no.
to have iTunes to listen to it, you know? You can still use other aggregator to
Yeah.
download the shows. Which is, you
Exactly.
know, I have done attempted to do something in Malaysia, sort of to kickstart the whole podcasting awareness, right? I went back to Malaysia last year, and I did a in conjunction with the Apple retail, what, Apple reseller in Penang, and we did a workshop for people who just, you know, come in, and it was in the newspaper and everything. I was actually on the cover of the Star.
Serious? Oh
I
my God.
know. And
So envy. My God. A
well,
fan.
here's the thing. Not much effect though. Well, a lot of
No.
people
Wait, wait. I'm gonna
came.
ask you a question. Did they know you were gay?
If they listen to the show, they should, because
No, but
I'm out
I
in
mean when
both podcasts.
when you were when you were doing the workshop.
No, I didn't say, "Hello, my name is Jonna and I'm gay, by the way." No, I did not say that. I did
Exactly.
not say that, but you know, I do not hide it. And if you listen to my podcast, if you go to onlinepodcast.com, look at the description on the right-hand side. It says a gay Malaysian-born Chinese. It's very clearly out there. But the show that is very popular in Malaysia is not my personal podcast, not online. The one that's popular is PenangHokkien.com, which is my other the podcast that people actually are excited and interested in listening. So hopefully I would gain some crossover listeners over to my personal podcast as well, which I do know that's happening, but I still have, I mean, the potential is so huge and so large, I just don't see it blooming at all yet in Malaysia. Is it
Yeah,
the
because
same in
like
Singapore? About the same?
it is because podcasting is synonymously connected to Apple
Right,
because
because of the name.
it's so yeah, podcasting, like I said, when people think of podcasting, they think of Apple and they think that they need an iPod,
Right,
like
right, right.
that.
That's
So
why, that's the thing, you know, I want to break that myth, and you know, it takes all of us to do the work. We have the podcaster have to go out there and actually go into other media and actually go and spread the word about podcasting. Like, you know, if you have a newspaper interview, talk about, you don't have to have iTunes to listen to podcasts. However, iTunes is very simple though, so I like to encourage people to do that because it's much
yeah,
easier
and it's
to
free. You can just download iTunes.
Download iTunes and find the show and then click subscribe. Are you? Oh yeah. In fact, did you know that Jesper? I contacted Jesper when I first saw you guys' podcast, and I added you guys onto the iTunes directory.
Oh, yeah, you
I was
the
one
guy that he contacted in the US because we needed a sort of like a American account, right?
Exactly. And,
yeah.
And so yeah, I was the godmother of your podcast.
Oh, thank you. I feel now that I've liberated from your vagina, I'm slowly growing.
You know why? There's a whole passion about, you know, first of all, gay podcasts in general, and then Asian podcasts too. And the combination of the two, listening to a great, greatly produced show and great personality and great chemistry, I want to share it with the whole world. So that's why I wanted to do that. That's why I wrote Jesper. And you know how hard I tried to get you guys on the show. And finally, when I saw you on YouTube, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to attack Nick.
Yeah, I know. Because, you know, ever since, you know, the queercasting started up, then we became really busy because, you know, we became sort of like the only audio medium. We've got contacts for projects and stuff like that. You know, there is really a huge potential. But the thing is that we're still trying to learn how to tap the commercial aspect of that, which is probably like the bane of every single podcaster's existence,
yeah.
You know.
That's
the
true.
whole mola issue on the podcasting thing.
Yeah.
So
mola.
You know,
everything is money. I don't know. I just think that it has a lot of potential in Asia. It hasn't even started yet, which is actually a good thing because I think in the US it's sort of stagnant. Mm-hmm. Hopefully there'll be a second round of it when people know more about it. But the general media now, like in the CNN and all that, they're talking about podcasting. I don't know how popular it is, though, really.
Like I said, people need. I think it boils down to awareness and commitment, whereby, you know, people have, first of all, got to be aware that is such thing as podcasting. And secondly, they got to be wanting, you know, they got to learn, you know, they got to sort of commit themselves to the medium. Yeah.
And okay, good. Wonderful. And I'm glad you're doing that. And I heard that you will be going back to Singapore. So. Pretty soon we'll be hearing more of you on the show.
Yeah, so please, I'll be going back to Singapore at the end of the month for a month till December. So stand by some condoms and alcohol.
Okay, here's the part that would differ. I don't drink. So see, all gay people are different. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I do have sex though. Come on.
Well, yeah, like I said, you don't drink, but you know you probably you know drink something else, but.
I do, yes.
Whatever gets you off, you know, whatever helps. As a different people, different strokes, you know.
And exactly,
so, yeah,
or different
Emmerich
pace
drink
when
you well.
Stroke.
Emmerich's allergic to alcohol.
Oh, me too,
God.
Me
when
too.
Instead of that, people who are allergic to alcohol, and you'd be surprised how many people are allergic to alcohol.
Asians especially.
I was like, oh my god, that is so sad.
My brother is allergic to alcohol, my
However,
father is.
However, are you going to make up with ugly people?
Oh my god, you don't. So
you don't.
That was a very bitchy conversation with the bitchy Nick D from queercast.net in Singapore. queercast.net is the web address. You can go visit their website and check out their podcast over there. I think by the time you listen to this, it is probably around the same time that he will be back in Singapore already. So check out the show. In fact, he did a show with Ian over Skype the last show, I believe. So go check that out. And in the meantime, come back next week. We will continue playing the second part of this, you know, the 2B of this conversation. He is fun, as you can hear. So make sure to come back and check out the rest of the conversation and also check out their podcast. And in the meantime, I hope you are having a wonderful week ahead and a good start of the holiday season. If you're materialistic, then go buy a bunch of stuff. And if you are a bit of a deeper person that engage more of your heart and soul, you might be thinking about probably engaging with a little bit of spirit of giving and love. In fact, I found a song that I will probably be playing within this few weeks, some nice Christmas songs that I found that is kind of sweet, you know? I will be playing those here and there during this whole season. Tomorrow, we're going to go get a tree, and then we will be... we'll be starting the decoration, and we both enjoyed that immensely, especially Bruce. And he does most of the work. I'm so bad. But anyway, thank you for listening. Please go to onlinepodcast.com to check out my blogs in between podcasts, and also leave comments in the comments section, or call 206-888-JOHN to leave me a voice comment. You can also leave the MobiTalk, or HomoTalk as I call it, or my Ching Chong on the right-hand side of the page and leave a comment there as well. Of course, you can also just send me an email and tell me how lovely I am. Not really. Just send me an email to let me know whatever you can think of or whatever. Like Ifwan from Indonesia and, you know, from Medan. Let me know that he's listening in Australia. Thank you so much for listening, ladies and gentle whores. Online@gmail.com. This is my email. Come back next week. I will talk to you then. Don't forget to smile. Ta-ta. 낭이 비